91X News.
Good afternoon. It's currently 1 degree and sunny at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, I'm Joseph Karen. Loyola College welcomes York Regional Police Detective Constable Ahmed Shalia for a special presentation on countering radicalism and early detection of terrorist activity during Universal Break on Wednesday. Our reporter Dan Taylor has more.
Detective Constable Ahmed Shalia began informing people on the dangers of high-risk terrorist individuals early in February after the mosque shooting in Quebec on January 29th. Shalia says that early detection of radical behavior is key to the prevention of future terrorist acts.
Really, the message is being able to identify radical behavior very early on, as opposed to letting it fester and becoming fundamental to their identity. And when that happens, it becomes really difficult for us to be able to help and to prevent them from heading down that path.
Constable Shalia also wanted the audience to understand that terrorist attacks connected to the Middle East are not a direct reflection of the Islamic religion, but complex political views.
The other important message that I hope people got from that was everything that's happening around the world, it's a lot of it, I shouldn't say a lot of it, but sometimes it's attributed to Islam and the Muslim religion. And I think an important message of that is extremism, radicalization, it's not exclusive to religion, specifically with Islam. There's a variety of forms of radicalization and extremism, as I tried to demonstrate in the presentation, and I think that's also a very important message from today.
During the presentation, the audience was notified of a terror attack in London, England, that left 5 dead and many injured. This news reassured the audience of the presentation's importance and timeliness. Shalia encourages all to be aware of radical behavior and to come forward to police if such behavior is witnessed. Dan Taylor, QNET News, Belleville.
Staff at Loyola are working to keep students away and safe from the dangerous narcotic, fentanyl, which a public health warning was issued earlier this month. Our reporter, Casey Horn, has more.
When illicit fentanyl was seized in a drug bust by Quinte West OPP earlier this month, public health agencies and schools immediately began sending out warnings to youth. Fred Pollitt, director of student life at Loyalist, says it was important to get the information out as quickly as possible.
We want to get it out Thursday night because Thursday is typically a night where a lot of students go out. We did the flyers, we did the e-blast, got it up on the student government's website, did the posters the next day and throughout the weekend.
Staff are now turning their attention to what can be done if fentanyl overdoses occur on campus. Pollitt says part of that is meeting with public health.
We're going to meet with the public health nurse next week to look at a strategy for training our frontline people and looking at protocols as well. I'd like to see about training the residents, RAs, and other frontline staff that work with students.
Casey Horn, QNET News, Belleville.
In Belleville news, on Monday night council meeting, phase 3 of construction in downtown Belleville was approved. The construction will begin in July of 2017 and will be divided into 2 sections. However, not everyone was in favor of this decision. Our own journalist Rachel Bell has more.
3 out of 8 councillors voted against phase 3 construction, and Paul Carr was one of them. He says the project is costing a lot more than expected.
The original price tag on the program was $20.5 million, and as the construction project unfolded, it continued to go up in price, but yet the budget amount of $20 million stayed the same.
Jack Miller disputes that, saying the budget did not in fact stay the same.
2011, there was a budget that was assumed to be in the $21 million range. But that was 6 years ago, and budget numbers when it comes to construction, they change, and they change radically because the inflation rate in the construction industry is quite significant.
Jack explains the budget went from the $20 million range to $34 million to accurately reflect today.
Budget was redone about a year or so ago to reflect the reality of today and in the construction business. And to that budget, we are pretty much on. From the original budget, we are significantly over, but again, that original budget was done some time ago.
The Phase 3 construction is scheduled to be completed in 2018 if everything goes as planned. Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
That's everything for CUNA News on 901X to 506. Now sports. Both Ontario NHL teams are on home ice tonight. Toronto plays New Jersey and Ottawa takes on Pittsburgh. The Maple Leafs are 5 points behind the second-place Senators in the Atlantic Division. In local sports, tonight the Wellington Dukes take on the Coburg Cougars in a home game at the New Wellington and District Community Center. Will the Cougars conquer man or become domesticated? Be sure to attend and find out. Game starts at 7:30. Be sure to send us your team or league scores at our email at cunanews@gmail.com. You may just be featured on our newscast. The forecast for Belleville is a high of 1 degree and mostly sunny as the day continues. But as evening rolls in, we should expect a low of -1 and still clear skies. Currently, it is 5:07 and the temperature is 1 degree and mostly sunny. That's everything for us at the CUNA News, so be sure to listen to CUNA News again on the air on 91X and online at cunanews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Joseph Karen, and thanks for listening. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.